You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on the show today. I have a very important topic I want to talk about today that many people have a difference of opinion about. And as the scripture speaks of this topic, so we're going to cover it. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody my website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, and that is Torah Life Ministries. And the Torah is the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis. And I teach these books because it's based on the foundation of all scripture, and you cannot have something solid on a weak foundation. And the Torah, or the first five books of the Bible, are the foundation of all scripture. Now, some of you might ask, why am I teaching about a Jewish thing called the Torah? The Torah is not a Jewish thing. The first five books of the Bible are your Bible, and it's just as much as Christian as you would say it is Jewish. It is a Yeshua thing, and Yeshua is the one that you call Jesus. And he had some principles that he explained and lived out and showed the people. And the six things that we need to think about when we think about the scriptures and what they cover, or what we're called to do as believers: we have prayer, we have praise, we have proclaim, read and repent. And then the last one, which we're going to talk about today, is it's submissive, and being submissive. And that's what it comes down to, and that's the example Yeshua set. He was the most submissive person in all of Scripture. So we're going to be covering that today, and I first want to run through the first five. The first one is pray. I know so many believers, they might say a quick prayer under their breath here and there, but how often or how much time do you actually sit down and spend time with our Creator and talk to Him and pray with Him? This is something to consider, especially if you consider yourself a solid believer. Why aren't you speaking and seeking Him more? And the next thing is to praise Him, to always have worship music at the top of your tongue, to just go around praising Him and telling everybody your testimonial and sharing that with people. So imperative that we let other people know what happened to us and what could happen to them. And then there's proclaiming. And that's all part about praising and letting other people know. And we could proclaim with praise songs. But how often do we proclaim the good news? Do we proclaim Yeshua to others? And what they could be doing and how they could be doing it. And then we got reading. How much time are we spending each day in the Word? How much time are we actually reading our Bibles? Something to think about. And then finally, we're going to get up to the word repent. Repentance. Yeshua said, repent and accept me. Repentance comes first. It's probably one of the most misunderstood or at least misused words by the Christian church today. But they have no problem with somebody sharing their testimony. But when it comes to repentance, they don't want anyone to offend anyone. So they say, don't say anything. No, we need to all have a repentive heart. And that's when we get His grace and His mercy. It comes with and as part of repentance, not you make an excuse for living in sin because Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, died for us. No, repenting and realizing that we are not perfect, and through His blood we have an opportunity. We've been set free and given another chance to get it right. And it all begins with repentance. So we need to pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent. And then finally, we're going to talk about today's topic, which is submissiveness. We need to be more submissive. We need to understand what submissiveness is. And that is the topic that we're going to be talking about today. It's from a recent teaching that I gave, so I wanted to for you to hear it on this station. And you can contact me through my website on TorahLifeMinistries.org and leave me your comments and feedback there. Thank you very much for listening, and here you go.
Today I want to talk about a very hot topic or subject that really upsets people, and as believers, I think it's something we need to understand if we really want to have the freedom that comes along with the blood of Yeshua, and that is understanding the principles of Scripture and living according to them to get the blessings that He has in store for us. In a word, it says that His yoke is not a burden. His yoke is easy upon us. You see, when we didn't have Yeshua and we were living completely under the the guideline and instructions of our Creator without a Savior to go to, where we had to bring our sacrifices to the priest, where we had to do all that without a helper, without a comforter. Yes, it was one thing. The yoke was very hard. It was a burden too heavy for us to carry. But now we have Yeshua, and that yoke is a completely different thing because it says His yoke is not too difficult. But we have to follow the order. It says in the scriptures, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. The point is, folks, that our Creator has a plan for us. And in His word, in the Bible, He revealed what that plan is. And that plan gives step-by-step instructions on how we are to live our lives. It gives instructions on what we are to do and not do. But it also gives principles and guidelines on the best way to follow our Creator, who set the example for us in Yeshua. And we bring up these topics and we look at these ideas. And I recently did a video about the topic of makeup. And I just asked the question is, why do people wear makeup? Not just men, but women also. Why do men and women wear makeup? And immediately, many women responded in a negative way. I was just asking a question about makeup, why they wear it, just out of my curiosity. And there were some comments, I mean, many different agreements and ideas and answers, but there was mostly an overall negative feeling of like, why is he questioning the way I look? He's being judgmental. Or why is it all about a man asking a woman not to do something, which I wasn't even doing, I was just asking a question. There are certain words or topics that immediately upset people. And just like in any culture or in any race, if you just say one word, it can completely destroy somebody's thinking or common sense, and they just go into this area of defense. And it's not just towards women or towards men or towards a believer or a Christian or any word. It just sets something off in people. And the scriptures talk about the tongue being such a powerful thing and to have control over it. And when I was a little child, I remember the idea of sticks and stones may hurt our bones, but your words will not hurt me. Well, as much as we want to believe that's true, it's not true, because words can definitely hurt us. And we get defensive because of the way we've been brought up and things that we think about or just things that we see set as examples. Well, today I'm going to talk about a word or an idea or a topic that is part of our Creator's plan, that goes right along with receiving blessings. And it's one of those words or topics that immediately people get defensive over or have a negative feel about it. And that is the word of submissiveness. Submissive. What does it mean to be submissive? And are we called to be submissive? And I will submit to you that our Creator clearly lays out in His plan that every single person is to be submissive. It's not limited to women, but because of society today and the way it is, and even in Christianity today, as soon as we hear the word submission, we automatically think it's a man ruling over a woman. But no, submissiveness is a biblical principle. It's not just a principle of a man versus a woman. It's a universal principle, just as we got gravity and everything else. It's a universal principle of our Creator to be submissive. And for somebody to be submissive in the right order of our Creator that He gave us in His guidelines and instructions is a wonderful, liberating way to live out the plan that our Creator has for us. But to be submissive, we have to have faith and trust our Creator's plan more than our plan. There's verse in the Bible that says, that He has a plan for us, but you know, we have our own plans and our own ways. It says there's a way before each person that seems right. But the second part of that says, but ends in death. And it goes on to say, do not think with your own mind, you know, give that up to our Creator and let His will guide us. And when it comes to the principle of submissiveness, and we got to get past the immediate reaction of like, why is somebody telling me to be submissive? Somebody's asking me to be a doormat or something else. No, it's not that at all. When you look at the idea of Yeshua and the idea He set for us, and we think about submissiveness, think about who the greatest submissive person was in all of Scripture. And that itself was Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. He was the most submissive person in all of Scripture. He let the Father take his will upon the death, his death. You know, we look at somebody who was not submissive in Scripture, Satan. Satan was not submissive at all. Satan wanted the power. Satan wanted things to be done his way. And Yeshua was submissive completely, 100%, and set that example for us. And when we think of this idea and this concept, and we think about the world today, and we think about just the order that our Creator calls for things today, and how people have just gotten so brainwashed. I mean, how is it that somebody can work at a job for 40 years, the same job, but they can't stay married for 5 years? How is it that somebody can go in the Army or the Navy or some other military service, and they can make a career out of that, staying there for 20 years, but they can't stay married for 1 year? You know, the idea of submissiveness is not necessarily the issue, folks. The idea is the concept that people automatically go to when they hear the word submissiveness. Automatically becomes a man versus woman, or a husband being submissive of her wife. That is not what our Creator had in mind when he said submissive. The idea and the principle of submissiveness is we are all to be submissive to authority. We are all to be submissive, and that is the plan of our Creator. He set it all in order. In Genesis, when it says, you know, we are to have dominion over the animals. We are to have dominion over the animals. Dominion means we are to be the caretakers of the animals. Scripture is all about taking care of our animals and not treating them brutally and not, you know, being unkind to them. You know, we have dominion over them. And that's another word, dominion. We hear dominion. All of a sudden, it's like, wait a second. Dominion, that's a strong word. But it says, calls in Scripture, we are to have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living creature. Not to take advantage of that, but to follow the order of Scripture. Well, there's an order of Scripture when it comes to submissiveness that I'll be talking about more in the future videos. But I want to call people to let people know that our Creator's plan and that the principle of our Creator's word is truly liberating. And when it says, know the truth and the truth will set you free, the truth of that is the principle and the guidelines that Yeshua set for us. It's not the blood of Yeshua set us free to go living a sinful life. That's not what it's about. It's about because Yeshua died for us, we should do our best to seek the principles of our Creator and follow them, not adding or taking away from them. But the enemy gets in and he makes the whole world get in there and you know, and he makes the world get away from our Creator's plan. He makes the world doubt our Creator. And that's what Satan, the devil did to Eve in the garden. He made her doubt our Creator. Our Creator said, don't eat this. And he said, why not? Of course, eat it. And she got away from his principles, from his plan of, hey, I've given you an abundance of the greatest fruits, the greatest food, the greatest life. Just stay away from this. But the enemy does a terrible thing, but he does it in a great, powerful way by taking us away from the plan of our Creator. And that's a big problem. So, you know, immediately when you say the word submissive, it's a negative idea that people have. They automatically get this negative idea, and they think, I'm not going to be a doormat for somebody, or I'm not going to let anyone push me around. Folks, do you think Yeshua, a wonderful Creator, was a doormat or let people push him around? No. He was submissive according to the plan of our Creator and the idea of our Creator. As I know, on a daily basis, I have to have an accountability partner, and I also have to have somebody who is higher than me. Yeshua, our wonderful Creator, I need to be submissive to His word. I need to be submissive to Him. If I step out of line there, I am saying my plan is better than His plan. I don't want that future and that hope that He promises me, because my plan is better, and I am heading for disaster if I believe that. I want to follow the plan of my Creator, and let my mind be according to His will and not my own will. So it means in the dictionary, the word submissiveness is to yield to something or someone or some concept. That's what submissiveness means. And, you know, it's, It's not just a Christian concept. It's an established order of something. Like I said, when you go to a job, or if you go to any type of function, or let's say you're going to church, you got submissiveness to the leaders there, the pastors, the ushers. You got to listen to them. A job, you got to listen to your boss. When you go to a job the first day, who am I answering to? You know, your coworker that's on the same level as you, you know, in the same order as you. You do not have to answer to them, but you and that coworker has a boss who's higher than you both, and you need to listen to that boss. And that boss's main goal is for the best success of the company. It's not about controlling you. It's about making this company the best that it could possibly be. And that boss has to answer to a higher boss, and a higher boss, or an employee, or whatever word you want to call it. Boss is another word that a lot of people get negative about. But the bottom line is, their goal is not to control over you and rule over you. They're there to make the company the best company it could possibly be. And by you listening and doing your role, you're taking part of making that company the best it could be. And then there'd be somebody, possibly, if you get a promotion, under you. And if you ask them to do something, and if they're following order, they do it. You see, submissiveness is not just about marriage, folks. Submissiveness is about a principle of our Creator. And really what it comes down to, folks, is faith. This is what it all comes down to. It's an amazing, amazing faith. That's what we must have, and that's what I'm telling everybody here. We believe as believers, as it says in the book, and as I truly believe, on such a high level that if we have cancer or some other addiction, you know, or if we're praying for things, we pray, we have so much faith. And I just keep going back to that example of Abraham and the faith he had to kill his only son. But he trusted our Creator, and our Creator stepped in. Are we ready to listen and have that faith and express that faith and follow the plan of our Creator? It's not about seeking out people to have authority in your life. It's about people that our Creator put in your life who have authority according to His plan. Are we going to listen to them or not? Now, if you go on your own and you seek to be under the authority of somebody who is not righteous, under the authority of somebody who's living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, well, then you're partially responsible for that. We need to seek to find people that are seeking our Creator's guidelines and instructions, believers, and to be under their authority. Does being under the authority of somebody who's not a believer, or is somebody who's asking you to do an unrighteous thing, excuse you from the principle of our Creator of authority? Well, in the Word, there's something called a covenant. And when you make a covenant with somebody, regardless of who they were, you were bound to that covenant. And when you make a certain covenant with people, regardless of their faith or who they are, you are bound to that covenant. So that is another principle of Scripture that we must uphold. And the covenant, whether it's your employee, whether it's your church, whether it's your marriage, you've made a covenant. So part of the Creator's plans is keeping the covenant. If you've agreed to work for a person, if you've agreed to be married to a person, you're agreeing, regardless of what that person does, to stick to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, because your covenant isn't only with that person, it's with our Creator. And we need to stick to our word. You make a covenant with somebody and let somebody be an authority over your life who is not a believer. Yeah, there's going to be consequences, but breaking that covenant, the consequences are even more. And whatever the terms and the degree of that covenant, you need to stick with them. But we can't go off our own understanding and do our own thing and think that we're going to be blessed by our Creator. If you want to be blessed, you have to follow His principles and not your own principles. And the principle of submissiveness, the submissive principle of authority, the principle of covenant is all found in Scripture over and over again in many different examples and verses. The principle of we're going to do what we think is best, the song I Did It My Way, and all of this, completely against Scripture, folks. So you make that choice, and you deal with the consequences.
Okay, everybody, there it was, my information about the word submissive and submissiveness. And there's a lot more to this and questions to this. But as I said in the video, this is something that so many people have an emotional response with. They don't really think about what we're called to do as believers. And to remind you, those six things that we're called to do and be as believers, we're supposed to pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, and be submissive. That's what we have to do, and that's a responsibility if we consider ourselves believers, and we need to share this message with others. And I go out and I street evangelize here in South Florida. I go out and I let everyone know that Yeshua died for us, and we have an opportunity, but there's something that we must do. And I get into the scriptures on a daily basis and read the scriptures for others as well, so you know, so people can hear it on a regular basis. So if you just go in the corner and just read the scriptures on any street corner here in West Palm Beach, and just read the scriptures and let people know that our Creator gave us these words, and you're shouting them to the world, like it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh, all the earth, proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation, Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. And that's what it actually means in English. It means the salvation of Yahweh, or Yahweh's salvation, Yahshua. And that's what we need to do. We need to go out there and proclaim the word, proclaim the good news on a daily basis, day to day, wherever we go. And why wouldn't we want to do that as believers? Why wouldn't we want to submit and follow the example of Yeshua? Why wouldn't we want to spend as much time with him in prayer on a daily basis? And why wouldn't we want to praise him all the time and proclaim his word? And to read the word, we have so much time to read everything out there. Why wouldn't we want to just be and read the word? And then to have a repentive heart, to let him know that we're really sorry and we're really remorseful for doing certain things that we shouldn't be doing, and that we repent. And that's what he wants to hear from us, that we're humble enough to admit when we're wrong and repent, and he can just take over, and we submit to him and his will for us. And his will for us is found in the first five books of the Bible, known as the Torah. That's what it is. It's a book of his will for us. And if we want to do his will, we have to die to our will or die to our flesh and just let his spirit move us and guide us. And that's what I'm calling people to do. And that's the point of the ministry, is to let people realize that and to be that and to be able to pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. And I'm so excited about this that, you know, so many people are beginning to get their eyes opened and their ears opened, and the glory all be to Yahweh, because he's the one that does the opening. We're just here trying to help along and let people realize that there's something that they need to do. They need to repent. They need to be in prayer. They need to talk to him always and know that they're not alone. So, folks, no matter what you're going through in life, no matter how hard times seem, if you have money problems, car problems, relationship problems, no matter what it is, just know that our Creator is there with you and for you, and he can pull you out through it all. Now, if you're an average Christian going to your average church, doing the average Christian lifestyle, you are most likely not following what our Creator, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, says and how we are to live our life. There is a saying that says, what would Jesus do? Well, he, according to Scripture, he wouldn't do what many people are doing today. Many people are not submitting to our Creator. Many people are not following the guidelines and instructions of Creator. Many people are living off of their own ways, their own ideas, and that's like saying that he is smarter than we are. But no, we know that and that's like saying that we are smarter than he is, but no, we know that he is smarter than us. We have to know that. We have to believe that, and we have to understand that. And we need to submit to who he says to submit to and follow the order of Scripture. Follow his plan, because it is for good, not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope, as his word says. So we have a choice, and it says in the Bible, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. And that's the ultimate choice we have. And I pray that you would choose life so you shall live. And it says, Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the wicked people. I only want them to change from their evil ways or their wicked ways so they would live. So they would that have an opportunity to experience all the good that our Creator has waiting for us. And you listening right now have that opportunity, but not if you're going to a church on a regular basis, opening your Bible once a week and breaking every commandment in there, but thinking it's okay because you got the blood of Yeshua to wash it. No, if you are of a repentive heart for those times where you could not do it on your own, and you realize when it says in the Scripture that his yoke is easy as long as you stick to his plan, and his plan will bless you tremendously, that's what we want to strive for. That's what we want to be. So we need to pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent. Everybody, please check out my website on TorahLifeMinistries.org. and give me your questions there. I am dedicated to listening to and answering your questions and feedback and being in touch with you and letting you know what the scriptures say. Every Friday night at 10 p.m., I hold a live Bible fellowship on the YouTube page. So Eastern time, 10 p.m. to midnight. Every Friday night, if you go to my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, you can hear the live fellowship. We have people joining us from all over the world. We have local fellowship, 3 p.m. on Saturdays in Lake Worth. You can come join us. We have a home fellowship, and you're welcome to join us. And then we also have all my videos that are over my internet channel, which is on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Folks, there's many excuses out there, but it's time we got real. It's time we understood that our Creator wants us to actually do something, take an action, and be successful and be blessed abundantly by actually being obedient. And obedience is what submission is about, being obedient to a higher authority, and that is Yahweh. And He wants us to submit to Him. And it's not legalism. There's a difference between legalism and submissiveness or obedience. And basically, the difference is we're not trying to keep the works to be saved. We're saved by the blood of Yeshua. But we're keeping the works not because we have to, but because we want to. Because we love Him. Because we want to show Him. We want to pay Him back. We want to thank Him. That's why. And He will bless us abundantly. And it's about storing riches up in heaven, not here on earth. And we have that opportunity. So come on out and join us and experience for yourself. We could have some praise and worship. And we'd certainly be proclaiming and reading and repenting. So that's what it's about. And that's what we do. And I'm glad to be on the radio here where you could be hearing this. And wherever you are, even if you can't make it to my site or make it to an event, just remember these six things and you will be blessed to pray. Praise, proclaim, read, and repent, and then to submit. Remember that, folks. Don't let any words get you down, and don't think words are not emotional, because words can affect us. But twist that around and take something bad and make it great. That's what our King does, Yahweh, and that's what He's given us the example of what we can do. So I pray everyone out there is having a great afternoon, and I pray that you'll be more in the Word, and you'll proclaim His Word more, and you'll read and you'll repent, but more important, on your level and relationship with Yahweh, I pray that you will learn to be more submissive, and you could see how liberating it truly is. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening, and until then, have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
When you're at the end of the road, and it's not the one that you would have chosen. When you're at the end of your rope and you're holding on, but feel like you're falling. With every option exhausted, you tried everything you know. You saw light, then you lost it, but there is still hope. Without a doubt, He's already moving. There is not a pain that you hold He doesn't know, and He isn't using. With every option exhausted,